We Energies uses a lot of coal, natural gas, and nuclear power and wants a major coal plant expansion. But the company also wants to add 214 more megawatts of wind power to its energy portfolio. That'd be a 400% increase over Wisconsin's current wind power total. We Energies says it signed a deal with Minnesota-based Navitas Energy to build wind farms at two sites in eastern Wisconsin, with at least one of those sites rumored to be Shawano County. We Energies has also signed with Illinois-based Midwest Wind Energy to build a wind farm in the southeastern part of the state. The power producers are still negotiating with local officials and landowners and won't say exactly where the wind farms might be. Carl Sigrist of We Energies acknowledges that putting up between 33 and 44 wind turbines at each of the three sites may be controversial.
And, we're very hopeful that the developers will use good judgment and engage the communities in discussions.
A couple of years ago, We Energies and another firm failed in an attempt to build a major wind farm near West Bend. Michael Donahue of Midwest Wind Energy won't say if his southeastern Wisconsin wind farm will be in the West Bend area. But Donahue says that dispute has not deterred him from locating in the less rural eastern half of the state.
Most of the people that we've come across in developing these projects, and I mean the public at large, supports renewable energy, supports wind energy as a concept.
But some wind energy advocates say it's a better idea to distribute the energy turbines across more parts of the state. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.